In this, they described 114 patients having open transthoracic surgery, compared with 309 patients undergoing a three-stage thoracoscopically assisted approach, whereby the esophagus was mobilized thoracoscopically, combined with a laparotomy and a neck anastomosis. And they also describe a further 23 patients who had a totally minimally invasive approach with a thoracoscopic and laparoscopic procedure. The anastomotic leak rate and the in-hospital mortality in the minimally invasive group was actually less than it was in the open group, although those figures did not achieve statistical significance. There was a significantly higher incidence of cervical stricturing rate in the minimal access group. Median and 3-year survival rates were similar in all groups.